guys, I'm going to go over how to not approach a cutie in a public setting. It's going to be great, I promise. Stay tuned. Hey, first of all, shout out to my cousin Randy for giving me his mics. As you can tell, my voice is a lot cleaner, crispier than what I was using, which was my microphone from my phone. Yeah, so thank you to my cousin Randy. Now, on to the show. Hey, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Love Exchange with your host, Lady Jig, of course. So, I know a couple of episodes ago, I talked about how to approach a cutie. Some of you responded, had awesome answers. Well, I like to kind of go the opposite direction here and talk about how to not approach a cutie. No, I did not send out a text to everyone for you guys to respond. Instead, this is actually my very own experience, meaning I was the receiver of the said approach. Of the set hollering, and it failed miserably for him. I don't think he realized that, but I will break it down to you on how it failed. Stay tuned. So before I get into it, I do want to say this was another solo night. This is the solo night out seventh time. Now this time I kept my own promise, which was not to go out clubbing on my own. Instead, I was going out to a bar, a local bar, which actually had like nostalgic gaming, you know, like PlayStation games, NES games, as well as drinks and some food. So it was, you know, which I thought was cool. And I thought, you know, I'm just going to check it out. And I even did a pre-recording prior to going in just in case it was going to be an episode. And it turned out it is, because this is the one I'm recording right now, because I did not know if this was going to be an episode or not. And it did. This particular man made it into an episode I will call the Parking Lot Hollerer. And for those spell freaks out there, it's spelled H-O-L-L-E-R-E-R, Hollerer. You know the best song for this is the Hollaback Girl by Gwen Stefani, but I can't play it because of copyright issues. So you have to imagine it in your head. I'm not going to keep saying Parking Lot Hollerer. I'm just going to call him Chris for the sake of the story. Okay, his name is Chris. It doesn't matter at this point. So here he goes. after I pre-recorded, I was recording in my car, mind you, and I was walking towards the bar, and there was a guy standing at the parking lot along among other cars, and I didn't think anything of it. I just thought, oh, whatever, it's a dude.
Stranger danger.
And then he was yelling at me. He was asking, hey, what's the closest club? Right. And I go, oh, I don't know. Right. I just kept on walking. I didn't even try to stop. I just kept on walking. He's like, yeah, you do. And I'm go, no, I actually don't. I go to Fullerton. I don't go around here. Oh, that's far. I'm like, that's about like 12 minutes, which, you know, I realized later it was actually 20, but whatever. He was like, oh, that's so far. It's like, no, it's not. It's fine. You can go there. And then he just kept talking to me. And I could have kept walking, but because I'm, I don't know, intrigued by, you know, the mannerisms of human beings and their actions and shit, like, I decided to continue to talk to him. Now, in the beginning, we were just yelling at each other because the space between us was basically the space where the cars come through, right? So I decided to walk towards him to be closer, because it's like, why should we yell at each other? That doesn't make sense. So once I face to face, you know, he was just asking, hey, what's your name and this and that, and I gave my name, and he was like, hey, I love your leggings. Now, I was not wearing leggings. I was wearing high knee socks. And I corrected him. It's like, oh, thanks, but these are high knee socks. You know, the socks go up to the knee, you know. And I didn't expect him to know women's fashion, because who can keep up? Even for me as a woman, I don't keep up with women's fashion. Hell,
this is a side rant. Random ranting, nothing to do with the actual topic.
I don't even keep up with like those leotards that they sell in Forever 21. Do you guys know what I'm talking about? You know, when there's buttons like at the crotch, which is like, to me, like, I don't know, the worst wedgie, the worst possible wedgie. that you're helping someone do to you. You guys know what I'm talking about? Anyway, that's like a side rant, but it's like those, you know, it's like those leotards. Like if you saw Flashdance with Jennifer Beals. Now, if you're born in the like 95 and up, then you have no idea what I'm talking about. But if you're born like in the 70s, and even if you're born, because this came out in the 80s, the movie, even if you're born in the 80s, they reran this movie like crazy on TV. So, but anyway, yeah, Flashdance. Now they have those leotard, like versions of leotards on sale in Forever 21, which to me, it's like, that's actually unsanitary. Like women are not supposed to wear like tight pants, tight clothing around their crotch area because it causes like bacterial buildup and that can lead into infection. But anyway, that's just a side rant. The more you know, knowledge is power and all that jazz.
That was Lady Jig's side rant. Thank you for listening.
Anyway, going back to my lovely story here. So, you know, I corrected him. He was like, all right, whatever. And then basically our conversation was like, I couldn't take it seriously. I couldn't take him seriously because he was just trying to like, he kept joking around with me. He kept bantering with me. So when someone banters with you, now, and if you're that type of person to also banter back, that's what the conversation is going to be. It's going to be just a bunch of quips, comebacks, and banter. So, and honestly, I was getting annoyed with him at one point because, like, I tried to carry a conversation, but he would try to make a joke about something I said. I can't give you word for word because it's been, like, what, almost a month since it happened. And then his two friends joined him and they were like, yo, I love your, you know, your leggings. Did you come from a rave? I was like, are you into raving? I was like, nah, dude, like this is just my style. These are actually high knee socks. So I've actually corrected him a bunch of times. I get it. That's his friend. But the main guy kept saying leggings. And I was just like really annoyed. I was just super annoyed at that. And you're probably thinking, oh, Lady Jig, man, that's just it. They just don't know the difference, blah, blah, blah. Listen, look, if a person is correcting you on whatever it is, whether it's something trivial or not trivial, it's clearly important to that person. Now, either one, you ignore what this person says and say the same shit over and over, of which the person keeps correcting you on, or two, you actually recognize it and then, you know, be on the good side. I'm telling you now, I'm going to break this down to you. So anyway, and then he goes, oh, hey, let me get your contact. And I was like, well, how about Instagram, whatever. I forgot if he asked my, he did ask some, he for sure initiated to get my contact. And I think we settled on Instagram. Now, let me ask you this. If someone were to try to holler at you and you try to get their contact, and wouldn't it be the person who's trying to get your number to be the one to get out their phone, right? Like, hey, can I get your number? And then they get out their phone. You know what I mean? It's not like, hey, can I get your number? Oh, get out your number so you can get mine. That doesn't make sense. So he wasn't doing that movement. He wasn't taking out his phone or anything like that. I'm like, oh, you want me to add you or what? It's like, oh, man, my phone's dead. I'm like, dude, I get it. First of all, just say that. Just say, hey, my phone's dead. Do you mind adding me? Like, okay, I get it. You're communicating. Great. Or use your homeboys. Like, homeboy, get her contact, you know, so I can hit her up. That's a one no-no. Another no-no was, like, throughout the whole time, I kept saying, yeah, I'm going to go because I'm going to check out the bar. And then he always tried to find a way to bring me back to the conversation. And yes, I could have just straight up and left and peace out. But he kept talking to me, and for some reason, I kept wanting to talk back. And then I go again, like, yeah, I'm going to go to the bar now. And he kept, like, talking to me. So, and that's a big no-no also, and here's why. You need to also recognize what the other person is saying. Like, if she's saying, okay, I'm going to go because I want to check out this bar. Now, do you, one, continue to talk to her, even though she already said that, or two, be like, hey, yeah, definitely check it out. It's cool. It's cool in there. Maybe we could hang out sometime. I got your contact. Boom, man. There it is. Now, here's the thing. Whenever you meet someone you like, the goal is that hopefully this person wants to see you, right? The goal is that you will possibly have a date, an official date with this person. or something. It could even just get their number. But minimum, you always want to leave a good impression, no matter what you are trying to get from this person. It's always a good impression, because good impressions will lead to other things. Obviously, if you leave a bad, sucky impression, that person doesn't want to give a shit about you. They will just move on. And especially for women, women get hit on a lot. You know what I mean? Like, we got choices, dude. We got effing choices. And believe it or not, looks doesn't always matter. Like, yeah, we are attracted to good-looking people. That is very true. But if you are an asshole, women will pick up on that and go. Sometimes it takes... Okay, I'm going to be honest. Some of us are stubborn and want to stay with our man and shit like that. But, you know, eventually we're going to recognize this guy's a jerk and we'll move on, right? The pros and cons. More like one pro and a bunch of cons, because this guy pretty much failed. Pro, he got me to talk to him. That's very important. That is the first major step in anything when it comes to wanting to talk to a cutie in a public setting. So he asked me where were the nearest clubs. Now, that's a good question, because that I didn't assume he was trying to hit on me. He could just be somebody trying to ask. I could have been a dude. Well, I don't know if he would have talked to me if I was a dude. But anyway, that's the thing. Like, he found a way. It was natural for the setting, right? It was near a bar. So this guy's trying to look for a club. Okay, I get it. So he got me to talk to him. The con is he continued to have a yelling conversation rather than come to me and get my contact. Like, I end up going to him. So that might be my bad for like succumbing to that. Like, I should have not walked to him. I should have continued my merry way, because, you know, as women, we need to recognize, like, you're talking to me, you're going to come to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to go to you. Now, unless I was interested. So I might have been a tad interested in this guy. So yeah, okay, fine. I went to him. Another con, mind you, only got one pro here, and I already said it. The second con is intentionally being annoying. I'm serious. So banter with someone else is not necessarily a bad thing, right? Like, if you want to be cute and clever and have all kinds of, you know, jokes, that's fine, dude. That is fine. But don't do it throughout the whole conversation. That didn't work for me. Honestly, the way I had, like, kind of viewed this is a person I can't take serious, especially if I'm trying to have a somewhat of a normal conversation, but then you continue to come back to me with quips or like little jokes. Like, it's just like, I'm not going to take you seriously. And then what ended up happening is that I was bantering back, and I had good comebacks, guys. I just can't remember them, but I know I was pretty good, and I was proud of myself at that moment, mind you. And if, for example, with the whole high knee socks and the legging thing, like, and I know I kind of touched upon it earlier in this segment, but listen, like I said before, if the person you're talking to has corrected you a few times, obviously it means something. Like, she's telling you these are high knee socks. Now, if you know what it was, but you keep saying the same shit, that person should just see you as like, this is how I interpret it, that this person wasn't respecting me and listening to what I was saying to him. Like, that is just rude. That is rude, okay? We're also adults, so I don't like the whole grade school flirting method, you know, where you like pull each other's hair, make fun of each other, pull on the bra straps, untie the shoelaces. Like, come on, dude, be an adult and use your words. Yeah, basically he's doing a version of that, only being verbally annoying. Con, proper way of getting a contact. I talked about that already. You know, if Instagram, I don't know, write it down. If your thing is dead, like, don't expect her to get your contact. I did. I actually requested to be his friend, and he didn't say yes right away, and I deleted it because I was like, you know what? This guy was annoying, so why would I hang out with him anyway? So fail for that guy. Con, his friends chiming in. Okay. I get it. Boys will be boys and all that shit, all that jazz, meh, 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 meh. But I would have found a way as the guy to talk to me separately, you know, just to kind of be like, hey, you know, you're cool, blah, blah. If not separately, like, defend me. Like, for example, if your boys are kind of like joking around too much and you notice like, hey, man, blah, 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 that's not cool. Or, you know, something. It's just like, if you're, because if everyone's, if all three of you are joking with me, then how does that make me feel? Does that make me comfortable? Because you guys are friends and I'm like by myself here, so. All right, so here's the conclusion for this segment. This is more of a personal experience. My experience happened July 13. What not to do. These are all the no-nos, everyone. The no-nos. Remember, every time you want to talk to someone, right? The number one thing is you want to make a positive, good impression because you want that person to see you again. You want a chance to actually be alone with them so you can get to know one another. Obviously, if you don't make a good impression, that person doesn't gonna give a shit, right? Especially if it's a guy to woman kind of scenario versus woman to guy. But guy to women, guys, women will not fall for that. I mean, there might be some women because maybe that's the styles, but that's not my style. Anyway, if you guys wanna also have a say on this topic, please do. You know how to reach me. You could go to my Instagram, lady_jig_love_exchange. Warning, it is sexy. It's a sexy Instagram, not gonna lie. So you will see sexy photos of me. Doesn't mean you're gonna send me no dick pics. Please don't send me dick pics either. But that's also a way to message me on like any of these topics. What else? I do have a Facebook. What else? I do have an email, ladyjiglovexchange@gmail.com. I also love audio recording, so send it to my email especially. I think that's it for now. I hope you're having a wonderful day. Please be good to yourself and to others. Peace. Bye.